Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all around the world, from the 305 to the 954, from the 786 to the 754, from the 402 to the 321, from the 317 to the 813. Man, we all over the place. We are recording live. We are on the air. It is a beautiful Motivational Monday, and you are on Talk to Me Sports Radio, and this is the Rundown, and I am Will the Trill. I am your host, man. We got some beautiful things lined up for you tonight. We are going to be basically clear across the board tonight. We're talking all sports as we normally do. Well, the major sports anyway. There's no way we can seriously talk all sports. But folks, man, I'm so happy to be with you all tonight. Almost didn't make it. We had some technical issues, but that was I think that was on my part. Had some little technical glitches, but I'm happy to be back, man. We got another edition of the Rundown, and we run it down every Monday, 9 to 10 o'clock. You better not miss it because we're giving you the real. We're giving you the whole deal, man. I don't know what else to tell you. Guest host. Give us a shout. Give us a call at 713-583-7234. 6840. Guest hosts, all guest hosts that want to talk to me on the rundown on Talk to Me Sports Radio at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, give me a call. Actually, we're going a little past 10 o'clock tonight. We actually got a whole 90 minutes lined up for you. Guest hosts, shout me out, 714-583-6847. We talking NFL, NBA, MLB, man, soccer. We talking track. We're going to give you the rundown. We didn't call it the rundown for no reason. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to start off right quick. Man, I was kind of disappointed for all of my track lovers out there. I was hurt, to say the least. But the brother is still a legend. Don't get it twisted. Usain Bolt still, to me, in my book, he finished on top. Even though he was not able to complete his last race, even though he lost his last race, man, the critics have it, man. The critics have already put it in and let it be known. The man is a legend. You tell me somebody else in this era that has as many gold medals, as many broken records, man. The man makes records and breaks them. So that's what I'm talking about. We're giving you the rundown tonight. Hosts, give me a shout. We're here every Monday night. We got Monday Night Football coming up real soon. We got NFL season about to kick off real soon. But I am so happy tonight because, folks, if you haven't heard, we're going to give you the real deal, holy feel. Man, speaking of real deal, holy feel, if you were hiding under a rock somewhere, you may not know that Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather have a fight this weekend. But we're not going to get into that just yet. We're not going to get into that just yet. Folks, we're talking Optimus. We're talking Optimus, Little League, Super Pee Wees, all that good stuff. Excuse me, whatever you want to call it. We are, man, we got some issues that need to be dealt with, and we're going to run it down tonight. We got some issues with as it pertains to coaches. We got some issues as it pertains to the fields of play. We got some issues, family, and I want to talk to you, and I want you to talk to me. This works better when we have a two-way street. So later on, we're going to also get into high school sports. Have you noticed how much shoes cost for the teenagers? Man, it is unbelievable. It is insane. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about, a little coach development. And after that, shortly after that, we're going to talk a little college. We're going to talk a little bit of college and what's going on in the college arena. But we got a caller. We got a caller 2662 from Miami, Florida. What's going on, brother?
What's happening, caller? What's happening, host? How you doing today, sir?
Oh, man,
Steve Vernon checking
wonderful.
In with you, man.
Yeah, the big
first
Vernon.
I know we said it last week, man, but I got to say congratulations. It is a pleasure to have you back on the air in the big chair hosting, man. You know, so
yes,
I'm glad that you was able to get you back on and get everything rocking and rolling. Hey, I got to ask you, though, man, you in South Florida, did you see the eclipse today?
Yes, sir, I did, man. It was a beautiful, amazing astrological sight to see. Just something I've, you know, really got a good, my first opportunity to catch, man. You know, real different.
It's definitely a little different. Remember the one in 79. So those will probably be the only two I get to see. But I'm waiting to hear how it went tonight because I know we had a couple baseball games and a couple practices that was supposed to be suspended during the time because they were in the areas of the total blackout. You know, down here, it just made it seem like it was an evening a little bit. That was it. So we'll see how that went with the great
yes,
thing.
Sir.
But I got to ask you, man, what do you think about this weekend, man? Who are you pulling for? Will Mayweather pull it out, or is he going to go the way of Bolt and others and lose their last fight?
Man, I'm glad you asked, brother. That is a very, very poignant question. I think everybody already knows I'm pulling for Floyd Mayweather this Saturday, the 26th. But my only problem is is trying to pick the round that I think Conor McGregor is going to get frustrated and throw an elbow, a headbutt, or break the rules in some manner. So I want to say it about round 6 or 7. I think his wind and his stamina potentially is going to start wearing. Maybe I'll say the 7th or the 8th round. But I really feel that Floyd is going to toy with him for the first 2 or 3 rounds. And then we're going to see the patience and the experience of a champion. And I can't wait. I can't wait.
Well, I got to ask you this, man. I know you're a chess player. I know you like the strategies of a chess game.
Being
the chess player that you are, it is harder to play someone that does not know how to play chess because you don't know where they're coming from. As a chess player, when they open up, you see some moves, you're like, okay, I know where he's going. I know what that's going to be. Or you try and set them up and, you know, you give them some moves to counter with and what's going on. But when it's a person doesn't really know chess, you know, they're all over the board. You don't know what they're about to do. I think that's going to be the same thing with boxing. He's not a regular boxer. Floyd, you know, may not know what to expect when he tries to set him up. He may not bite. He doesn't know what to expect. I'm not saying that Floyd's not going to win, but I think the fight's going to be a little interesting, a little awkward at times because you don't know how he's going to react to those different things.
Man, you bring up a very excellent point. I've actually underestimated, as you said, some of the rookies in the chess game and lost sometimes and nearly lost others. So that is a very interesting point, man. I'm looking at it from that angle. I'm hoping or I'm expecting, rather, Floyd in the first round, especially the first round and second round, to try to keep the distance. I think the adrenaline, McGregor is going to be over-adrenalated. Floyd, I think, is used to that stage and that hype. So I'm thinking Floyd's going to keep some distance, but I you are 100% correct, brother. I think that there is a chance that Floyd can get rocked. And I actually saw Floyd get rocked against Sugar Shane. And Sugar Shane hit that chin real decent. But to Floyd's credit, Floyd fought through it, Mr. Martin. He fought through it. He was actually out on his feet for a few moments. And but he locked him up.
And then he bounced
up.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, he bounced back. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Being the great fighter that he is.
Cola might get 1 or 2 chances to put some hurt in. But like you said, after that, Floyd's going to mess with him. And then if Floyd catches him slipping, it's all over.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the what Floyd is looking for, you know, those openings, those little short windows. I think those windows may start to get bigger as the fight goes on. So, man, what are you watching the fight at, Martin?
We need to ask your college in South Florida around who's having a big fight party. Or are a lot of people saying, I'm not trying to pay the money to watch it and just going to wait and, you know, check it out? So that's what we need to ask.
Yeah. I got that on the layout for the night. I want to see where the hot spots at. I want to see who's doing what. You know, I prefer to watch it at the good house party type / family function.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Good.
But you know,
I'm up in the air.
I think they're going to do something at the barbershop.
I'm gonna move out.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm gonna move out the way and let you get down. I know we've been talking all week about the NFL and the great things, but before we go there, I want to say condolences out to the Gregory family. We lost Dick Gregory last night and was a great man.
A
person I had a chance to hear him several times and speak, and I actually went to school with his daughter, Paula Gregory. So my condolences out. And he was also one of my fraternity brothers for Alpha Phi Alpha. But I'm not amazed, but it's another point of the disparity in America. Dick Gregory died first. It took, you know, I think a good 12 hours before Jerry Lewis died. You didn't hear a lot about it. And within an hour of them announcing Jerry Lewis' death, It was all over all the airways, you know, every break you heard about it. And, you know, the stories were just overwhelming. Both of them did some great things, but the disparity of how the stories are being covered are very different. And when you talk about it from a sports standpoint, Dick Gregory actually ran track at University of Illinois at Carbondale.
Whoa, whoa, wow, that's amazing. By the way, Mr. Martin, did you get to find out how Papa Dick passed away, or?
No, I didn't. I haven't heard anything yet as far as and that's one of the things. I will check it out tonight. I just heard that he passed. You know, he was kind of up there in age. I don't know. But still, last we saw him, still pretty good. But I've not heard what the what may have happened. So I'll investigate that for you. And by Wednesday, I'll have some information for you on that. But my last question for you was, did you realize that, in, you know, these various boycotts around with the blackout, you know, for the NFL?
Yes, I did.
Happy to say that South Florida was successful. The Miami Dolphins have agreed to meet with the organizers for the South Florida blackout, and hopefully we get some things in place as far as them putting some more resources behind some anti-violence and anti-gun program. But I hope they keep the pressure on until those things are actually inked and cemented, so they won't be placated with, okay, we'll meet, you know, call the pressure off, and, you know, dilute down the struggle. So we'll see how it is, man. So I'm gonna sit back and listen and enjoy what you have in store for us tonight, my brother.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Big Brother Martin. Man, you always a trailblazer. You always seem to be like one of those safeties that's always around the ball and know what the action is. And, hey, man, we salute you, brother. And for everybody who does not know, we want to direct you to the Wednesday night show. Can you give them the Wednesday night call-in number, Mr. Martin?
Sure. The Wednesday night call-in number on the channel 1-646-716-5245. 646-716-5245. We got a number of things coming up this week. We're following up on the boycott. We're following up on what's happening with Major League Baseball as things are coming down and heating up. And we're going to be talking a little social justice and may have a little impact on a little report on Dick Gregory. So that's 9:06 p.m. Wednesday night, Channel 1. And we encourage everybody to make sure you check out all the shows across the network. Four different platforms at www.talk2me sports radio, sportsradio.com, and Sports Radio 1, Sports Radio 2, Sports Radio 3, and Sports Radio 4, all.com. Go on and check them out for the various platforms. We got some great things happening for you 7 nights a week from 15 different cities across 4 platforms, and you're grooving with the one of the best ones right now, Brother Will, with the rundown. He's going to run it down for you as far as what's happening. So I'm going to run out the way so he can run it down for you. Have a good evening, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, my brother. Really appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first here tonight on the rundown, man. I got so much love for that brother. Big shout out to one of the anchors of the great Florida Memorial University. Been there 28 years. Man, the brother had Trayvon Martin on the show last week. I'm sorry. God forgive me. Rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. He had actually Tracy Martin, the father of Trayvon Martin, on last Wednesday. What a full and complete show. What a insight to the people, man. Last week's show on Wednesday night, it was unbelievable. It was breathtaking, caller after caller, going in, speaking out, voicing their opinions, and really speaking truth to power. That's a beautiful thing. So, but we gonna keep it rolling, and we gonna keep it moving, and we gonna keep it groovy. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Rundown. I'm your host, Brother Will. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody. Because we don't play around. We lays it down here on the rundown. You already know. So But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving right along. I'm going to take a quick commercial pause for the cause to mention my mentoring group, my organization, which is titled Save Our Sons Mentoring Group. And we've been in existence actually since 2012. And some of the things that we do are coaching our young boys in the areas of critical thinking. We hold field trips, forums, and fundraisers for the young boys of South Florida, from Miami Gardens on down, all the way on down to Overtown. And there are some great things coming to the city of Miami by way of the Children's Trust and by way of Together for the Children and by way of some of the elected officials in and around South Florida. And we want to thank at this juncture, we want to thank all of our elected officials who have the tedious job of keeping our streets, highways, byways, schools, and various programs and things going strong. I myself am a resident of the beautiful Miami Gardens, where they're always cultivating possibilities. And I want to take this time to thank the mayor, Mayor Oliver Gilbert III, a friend of my family, actually went to school with my sister, Ebony Warren. And I want to thank all of the city officials, elected officials, Mayor Erebor Igadaro, Lily C. Evans, Lisa Davis, Rodney Harris, and David Williams, as well as Cameron Benson, the city manager. I'm so proud of our city. It's grown since 2003. But we got some more growing to do, folks. We have some more growing to do. But one thing I want to impress upon our listeners tonight is, in the words of a great man, he said, get off the sideline of life. Get off the sideline and get involved. Get involved. Do something. Pick up a banner. Pick up a phone. Pick up a voter registration. Pick up some heart and get involved. There's a ton of issues going on. If you feel that there's an issue that's near and dear to your heart, by all means, start a petition. By all means, go door to door and connect with people that could possibly help the campaign that you find needs attention. So that being said, folks, we're going to keep it rolling right on along and strong. So I want to pose a question tonight. I got a question as we switch gears and shift gears. We're talking a little optimist football. We're talking football season. And if you know, like I know, man, sometimes it seems like the football coach gets more respect than the teacher. It seems like the football coach gets more respect than mommy and daddy. But I want to pose a question tonight to our Talk to Me Sports Radio Network listeners. And the question is this: do football coaches still have a program for allowing their boys to play? Or should I'm going to rephrase that. Do football coaches still check their players' work? Do they still dismiss you from playing in this week's game if your grades are down? Do the coaches hold the players accountable? We have a lot of athletes in the South Florida area in every sport at every level. And, folks, I got to say, when I was growing up, man, sports was not priority. Sports was a privilege. You're a student athlete. Student comes first. So I just want to kind of share that a little bit. I just wanted to hear from the family. Guest host, give us a call, 714-583-6840. Guest host, give us a call, 714-583-6840. So, yeah, just wanted to hear from the family on that. Do coaches still hold their players accountable? because, you know, it really needs to be done. It's not something that we should gloss over, because one thing my grandmother told me, may God be pleased with her, my grandmother told me, if you reward evil, it will never leave your house. So this is coincidentally why when children do bad, if you reward them for doing bad, they will feel that their behavior or whatever, what have you, was acceptable. They will feel that it's okay. So, but we're going to keep it moving, family. We're going to keep it moving right along. We're going to keep it grooving, and we're going to keep it lucid. So, yes, tonight, folks, we have some issues. We try not to be publicly divisive with our elected officials, because they have to go into the lion's den every day. They have to go and create legislation. They have to fight legislation. They have to write letters and deal with Tricky Ricky. We're going to call him Tricky Ricky tonight. Tricky Ricky. So, yeah, folks. But tonight I want to address Carroll City Senior High School. Carroll City Senior High School, which is located down here in beautiful Miami Gardens, right on 183rd. And I think it's 32nd Avenue. But Carroll City Senior High School, which is not my high school, I didn't attend the high school. It is in the area of my home. But I want to impress upon the family tonight the importance of doing the work, of getting involved, of being a mentor, of being a big brother. Because if you don't be a big brother or a big sister, somebody will. And who knows the type of big brother, a big sister, that the little brothers and little sisters are going to run into. So that being said, family, tonight I have an issue I want to address that we're going to be following up on. We're going to be following up in the coming weeks, because Carroll City Senior High School does not have a soccer program. It does not have a soccer team, but it does have potential soccer players. This week I was called. A young man got my number from another young man that I mentor on a regular basis. And this young man, he asked me very in a humble voice, he said, Brother Will, I heard you can get things done. I heard you're the man with the plan. You're the man that knows how to get things moving. And I responded in the affirmative. I said, yes, sir, young man, you are talking to the right person. So, folks, family, I want you to understand something. I'm on a mission right now. I'm on a mission right now because I do not want to see any young man that has potential. I do not want to see any young man that has a future go without. Why is it that our young men are going without? Why is it that our young men are being groomed and trained to be football players and basketball players? Why is it that our young men aren't being groomed and trained for baseball, soccer, tennis, golf? Well, family, I think I got an answer to that question, and the answer is simple. The reason why our young men are not being groomed and are not being filtered to the big four, which I call baseball, soccer, tennis, and golf, the reason why our young boys are not being directed and guided into the big four is because there is an agenda. There is an agenda to make all, or the majority, I'll say majority. I don't like to paint with a broad brush. But there is upside down agenda to, it seems, it sure seems that all of the young men that are my complexion, they want to be LeBron James. They want to be Michael Vick. Now, if you're listening to this broadcast, today is August 21st, 2017, but you may not be listening to it on this particular day. So I don't want to sound like a person that's trying to shoot your dreams down or anything like that. because I would never tell a young man to not to pursue his dreams. But what I will tell you is to look at the reality, look at the numbers all around you. Folks, I'm going to give you some numbers real quick, and then we're going to keep moving. But as we talk about high school sports, because I started off talking about soccer, but I gotta get you. You gotta feel me on this. You gotta understand where I'm coming from. Because over here on the rundown, we don't just speak from emotional theories or ideologies. No, we speak from facts. We don't speak from fiction. We're gonna give you the real, real. As some of my friends like to say, the real, real. You know, we can say words two times and make it mean more than what it meant the first time. Anyway, that's a sidebar. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to stop allowing the monopolization of our young boys. It seems to me that our young boys, when they watch TV, when they see the news, when they look at movies, when they visit social media websites and so forth, the big two sports that they are aiming at and trying out for and practicing and training for is basketball and football. But now let's talk basketball for a minute, family. And like I said, I'm not a dream killer, but I do want to encourage you to know the realities around us. That being said, in every state, in any given state where African Americans live, there are a million young black males that are trying out for their high school basketball team every single year. 1 million. Okay? Follow me. Stay with me. Of that 1 million, 400,000 of those that have made it on their basketball team will make it on their college team. I don't care if it's D1, D2, SEC, whatever, okay? Now, you can Google this. You can fact check it. You ain't got to take my word for it because this is the rundown. We really, you know, we don't get feelings and emotions twisted up in this. So now you got 400,000 that made it to their high school, I'm sorry, to their college basketball team. Now, the numbers that I'm about to give you may scare you or hurt your feelings or whatever, what have you, but the truth hurts, but then after it hurts, it heals. So let the truth heal you right now after it hurts you. Of those 400,000 that do make it onto their college basketball team, do you know the number of those young men that goes on to go pro? Do you know the numbers? It's 322. The NBA drafts athletes from college every single year. 322. Now, folks, I would encourage our young boys to not only pursue one thing, because if you put all your eggs in one basket, when that basket breaks, you lose all your eggs. Right? So that being said, family, why do we have a million people going out for a job that's only hiring 322 people? Come on, family, let's get into some engineering, law, medicine, culinary. Let's get into being the agent, the administrative assistant, the chef or the driver, or come on. That being said, folks, we're going to keep it moving right along, because our objective here in the rundown is to get you to think. We want you to really feel where we're coming from. We want you to, you know, we like to keep it real. We like to keep it all the way real. With that, folks, we're moving right along. And we're going to move on to, we're going to skip college. We're going to come back to college. And we're going to get up in the professional arena, because the professional arena if you're not prepared for it, you know, it can really eat you up, spit you out. If you're not careful. So the professional arena, folks, you literally have to be careful of what you say because, you know, you sign a contract. When you make it, contract, and you better stay within the guidelines of that contract. You better. Because if you don't, feelings are going to be hurt. And your money going to be hurt. So we're going to take a quick pause for the calls. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back. This is Brother Will on the Rundown. Talk to me on Sports Radio. We are back, and we are live on the air. And this is the Rundown. Just pour me a nice glass of coffee, even though it's about 10 o'clock at night. I'm not an alcohol drinker anymore, so thank God for that. So alcohol was not good for us, especially you boxers out there, you people that are pursuing healthy living, healthy lifestyles. It'd be a good idea to let go of the alcohol. The alcohol actually it makes you crazy if you're not careful. So yeah, we encourage everybody here on the Rundown to follow a healthy lifestyle. And we ascribe to healthy living, drug free life. Because it's just better for you. It's better for your pocket, that's for sure. better for your life, better for your brain, better for your kids. So, yeah, we're going to keep it moving right along. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving, baby. Did you hear about KD, the issue that happened with KD, Twitter, and this is just a big, big cluster bunch. It was some crazy shit. It was crazy. I mean, real talk. You got a teacher, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was a teacher that shared that, you know, don't be like Kevin Durant. Be like Michael Jordan. Be like the one that worked hard, the one that made it easy for himself and switched teams. And when I tell you, some people literally have diarrhea of the mouth. So much. They talk so much, they really feel like their opinion matters. And it doesn't. It really doesn't. It's quite sad that, you know, as an athlete today, your life is not your own. You have no privacy, you know, but that is the world we live in. And it's a crazy one. Indeed, it is a crazy world. So, you know, just keep in mind as you matriculate through life, as you grow, as you process, and as you progress in life, that people are going to talk, man. People are always going to have an opinion. People are going to always want to be heard. Some people just like to talk, just to hear themselves talk without having sense behind it. I mean, that's just the world we live in. Moving on. Did you hear about Mike Tomlin, man? Mike Tomlin, unfortunately, I'm kind of disappointed a little bit with Mike Tomlin because he's choosing to remain silent. Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has chosen to be mute on the situation. He's chosen to not share his opinions and his background or his feelings or whatever, what have you. And I think he's wanting to get along. You know, he's wanting not to rock the boat. It really seems, you know, in these days and times, folks, somebody is going to say something whether you say something or not. The higher the platform you have, the more susceptible you are to criticism. Donald Trump is criticized when he speaks. He's criticized when he doesn't speak. And to just to bring up the whole Donnie, I call him Donnie Trump. He went on Twitter, man, and just really showed his true colors. So the neo-Nazis and white supremacists showed their colors. Donald Trump showed his colors. My message to everyone is, how many times are you going to get mad when somebody shows you their true nature, their true colors? How many times are you going to get in your feelings, and are you going to be upset? And how many times are you going to be diverted away from your goals just because of sports media or social media or what people feel, which really has no basis on anything? So as for me and my house, I really feel like the white nationalists and the white supremacist skit stunt in Charlottesville, Virginia, I really feel like it was just that. It was a stunt. It was a hoax. It was a way to incite the masses, the ignorant masses. I mean, if you're silly enough to be arguing with people about what neo-Nazis did, I mean, who cares? Now, we do understand the gravity of the situation, because if some Black Panthers or any Black civil rights group or Black protection group got together in the way and manner that the neo-Nazis did in Charlottesville, the outcome would have been totally different. But as for me in my house, hey, man, I don't care what you say. Just keep that over there, okay? Care less. You know, am I training in the martial art and boxing? Yeah, of course. You know, am I preparing myself and my family for crisis? Of course. I'd be a fool not to. But that is the world we live in. You have the right to voice your opinion. You have the right to free speech. So let those who are practicing their freedom of speech, let them show you who they are. Let them be who they are. What are you going to change by arguing with the police and arguing with a neo-Nazi? You're going to argue with someone about racism? I have a hard enough time helping African-Americans understand racism because really, truth be told, folks, and you heard it first here on the rundown. Truth be told, African Americans have no power to be racist. Racism is a combination of prejudice plus power. When you're just prejudiced, it's not racism. Racism is having the ability to stop a people or persons from doing or making progress. Racism is the ability to disenfranchise, stop people from voting, owning a home, having a bank account, making purchases. And then as it pertains to Floyd Mayweather's coworkers and the football players around us, you know, it's unfortunate that they're million dollar slaves, family. Let's call it what it is. There are a majority of them who are not coming to the aid spirit behind Colin Kaepernick, which is stop the police brutality on black males. That's the spirit that Colin Kaepernick is standing in. And while people try to make this about Colin Kaepernick and dodging and diverting the issue, the reason why we don't see more million-dollar athletes standing up, standing with Colin Kaepernick or taking a knee or any kind of a cause is because fear paralyzes. Three things that are going to happen when you're faced with fear, family. And I know because I've been faced with fear in many ways. I won't go into that right now. But when you're faced with fear, you're either going to fight, you're either going to take flight, or you're going to freeze like a deer in the headlights. So just know that over here on the rundown, we want to encourage you that you are a champion, because champions know how to convert and channel that fear and adversity and turn it into a W, turn it into a win, turn it into a milestone. I had a buddy of mine that had a goal to bench press 500 pounds. And when he did it, the feeling of accomplishment that he had on his face, how he talked about it and shared it, it was a major thing. So, folks, let's set attainable goals. You know, let's share with the young people in Optimus and in high school to make attainable goals, set attainable goals that are reachable, that you can manage and you can attain to. So, folks and family, we're about to sign off shortly. Next week, we're going in. We're going to talk about the Mayweather and McGregor fight. Pretty sure we'll be talking about a win on either one of those camps. May the best man win. May the best camp win. That's all I got to say about that on that night. So, yeah, folks, closing thought I'm going to leave you with is, you know, you can play sports, but life is like boxing. You don't play boxing. That's why they call it the sweet science. Make a miss, make them pay. Make them miss, make them pay. It's been real, real fun tonight. I really love doing my show, and I love listening to the other shows, man. Shout out to all the other hosts from the East Coast, to the West Coast, to the South Coast. Man, lots of love. Big shout out to Raymond Bennett. Big shout out to Mr. Kevin Dixon, Mr. Anthony Smalls. Big shout out to everyone who makes Talk to Me Sports Radio possible. Big shout out to all the administrators. Man, lots of love. We're signing off tonight. This is the rundown on Talk to Me Sports Radio. We're going in next week on a little bit of boxing, a little bit of NBA, a little bit of MLB, and whatever else we may have on the agenda. We hope you had a good one. Guest host, hit us up next week, 714-583-6840. Catch us at 9 o'clock sharp. We're going in. I'm sure I'll be having some regular hosts that we had last year come back, always laying it down. Shouts out to Big Mike. Shouts out to my cousin, Lil Joe. And shouts out to Mr. Derek Palmer, who laid it down last week, always keeping it 1,100. Hey, family, it's been real. It's been fun, but it ain't been real fun. We out. It's a rundown. We'll be right back.